The following is tape number 7 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
People sometimes misunderstand devotional service in such a way that they divide Krishna from his paraphernalia and pastimes. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the impersonalists say that although Krishna is of interest, the battlefield of Kurukshetra isn't. The devotees, however, also know that the battlefield of Kurukshetra by itself has nothing to do with their business. But in addition, they know that Krishna does not mean just Krishna alone. He is always with his associates and paraphernalia. Hmm.
They are so-called pseudo-devotees. They say, what we have to do with Bhagavad Gita? They think that they are so advanced that they will jump over immediately to the Krishna's last lila. That means, Krishna's lila in the Kurukshetra is not very much important for them. So now, Krishna's lila either in the Kurukshetra or in Vrindavan, the same thing. We should know. Abhinnatya namanami. So, better, first of all, read Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavata. Try to read or try to learn. Of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is everything. But for ordinary person, because Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. People even commit mistakes in studying the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. People have become so much degraded that they cannot understand even ABCD of spiritual knowledge. So they will make their own interpretation. Such is the horrible condition. They will try to make minus Krishna Bhagavad Gita. Go on reading Bhagavad Gita for millions of years, setting aside Krishna. That is scholarly. This is going on. Scholar means they say openly, I have seen Dr. Radha Krishna when he is explaining Manmanam Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jaji Mang Namaskuru. He is saying openly, it is not to the person Krishna. He is saying, just see the attempt. He is writing comments on Bhagavad Gita and he is trying to make Krishna away. Minus Krishna. Simply mental speculation. This is going on. We should be very careful. What is that? One? The impersonalist. The impersonalist, they do not know that Krishna and Krishna's body not different. They take it for acceptance. That when God, Brahma comes, he accepts a material body. That is Mayavadi. Therefore, Krishna says, Abhijananti Mangamurha, Manasintanuvasi. He comes, Samhavami Atmamaya. He comes as he is. Otherwise, how we can act so wonderfully? When he was on the lap of his mother, 3 months old, how he could kill the gigantic demon, Putana. He's not different from his body. He simply appears according to the necessity. Krishna has no such difference, body and soul. He's full, complete, spiritual. We have got, in this conditional state, soul and body different, dehi and deha. dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara. So, dehantram prapti. Krishna hasn't got to accept another body. So this things we should know. Krishna is complete. Purna Brahma. There is nothing like material and spiritual in Krishna's body. What?
For instance, if someone says, give something to eat to the man with the weapon, the eating process is done by the man and not by the weapon. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, a devotee may be interested in the paraphernalia of locations, such as the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which are associated with Krishna, but he is not concerned with simply any battlefield. He is concerned with Krishna, his speech, his instructions, etc. It is because Krishna is there that the battlefield is so important. This is the summary understanding of what Krishna consciousness is. Without this understanding, one is sure to misunderstand why the devotees are interested in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Yes. Sometimes we are asked that why Krishna induced Arjuna to become violent. There are so many so-called scholars that criticize Krishna, but they do not know what is Krishna. Krishna is absolute. In whichever he acts, it is the same thing. God is good. It does not mean when he fights in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he becomes bad. No, he is still good. That is the conception of God. Absolute. He can do everything and anything. Still, he continues to be the absolute truth. That is absolute truth. There is no relative understanding. This is good for God, this is bad for God, as God has come before me to be judged by me. You cannot judge God, Krishna. Whatever he does, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna. Sarvametam nitang manne, jadvadasi keka. I accept whatever you say, in total, without any distinction. That is acceptance of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. That is the way of understanding Vedas. You cannot judge the conclusion of the Vedas. You have to accept as it is. Because we are conditioned. We have got so many defects. We are illusioned. We commit mistakes. Our senses are imperfect. So many defects. Brahma, Pramana, Vipralisha, Karunapata. We want to cheat others. So therefore, we cannot give perfect knowledge. We have to receive knowledge from the perfect. And who is better perfect than Krishna? Therefore, whatever Krishna says, whatever Krishna does, that is all good. There is nothing criticizing. You cannot criticize Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot say why Krishna took part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Yes, he had business to do it because he appeared paritranaya sadhunam vinashayasa duskita. He had to kill all the demons. That was his another business. Not only to dance with the gopis in Vrindavan, but he had other business to kill the demons. In Vrindavan also, so many demons were appearing daily, and Krishna was killing them. So, that is another side of Krishna's business. But if you study Krishna from your materialistic angle of vision, you will misunderstand. You should know Krishna's dancing with the gopis and Krishna's fighting in the battlefield of Kusha is the one and the same. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Given by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu can be summarized thus. His service is favorable and is always in relation to Krishna. In order to keep the purity of such Krishna conscious activities, one must be freed from all material desires and philosophical speculation. Any desire except for the service of the Lord is called material desire. And philosophical speculation refers to the sort of speculation which ultimately arrives at a conclusion of voidism or impersonalism. This conclusion is useless for a Krishna conscious person. Only rarely by philosophical speculation can one reach the conclusion of worshipping Vasudeva, Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita itself. The ultimate end of philosophical speculation, then, must be Krishna, with the understanding that Krishna is everything, the cause of all causes, and that one should therefore surrender unto him. If this ultimate goal is reached, then philosophical advancement is favorable. But if the conclusion of philosophical speculation is voidism or impersonalism, that is not possible.
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Para Vida, Vasudeva Param Gyanam, Vasudeva Param Gati. So, unless one is led to the conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Jnana, Vairagya, Karma, anything that you are trying to achieve, if it is not targeted to the realization of Vasudeva, then samayeva hi kevala. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad. Whatever you do, the ultimate goal should be realization of Vasudeva, Krishna. Vedaishya sarvai aham eva vedna. All Vedic conclusion should be ultimately to realize Vasudeva Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam antu. This realization is achieved after many, many births of philosophical speculation, mystic, yogic exercise, or fruitive activities. Koti karmi madhye agyani srishti. To become karmi is the third class stage of life. One has to make progress further so that one may become self-realized, Brahma-bhuta. So, out of many, many karmis, one jnani, or one who has realized his identification, he is better. And out of many millions of jnanis who are trying to realize his self by philosophical speculation, Brahma-gyan. So, one mukta or liberated soul is better. And out of many thousands of liberated souls, it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very rare to find out a pure devotee of Krishna. The conclusion is, a pure devotee of Krishna is picked up out of many, many liberated persons. Mukta Sangha Sujas, Krishna realization, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, Mukta Sangha Sajaya. Bhagavata, the true, the absolute true, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavat Tattva Vidya. Tattva means true. And that is Bhagavan. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti. Brahma realization is not all. One has to go farther. Paramatma realization. One has to go farther. When one comes to realization of Bhagavan, Sarishajya Purna Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full with six kinds of opulences, person. Sachidananda Vigraha, Sarvakarana Karanam. That is ultimate goal of life. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullam. Such kind of Mahatma is very rare. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Koti mukta madhe dulha Krishna bhakta. Krishna bhakta, a pure devotee of Krishna, is very rarely to be found out amongst the muktas, amongst the liberated soul. Others are trying to become liberated. But Krishna bhakta is above liberation. Pancham purushat. People are busy for dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Some of them are busy to become religious. Of course, without religious life, there is no human society. Dharmena hina pasubhi sama. Unless a society takes to religiosity, it is not human society. Therefore, we see any civilized human society, there is a kind of religious system. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Christianism, or Buddhism, or Mohammedanism, but there must be a religious system. Without this system, that human society is not considered as human society. There is animal society. I understand that in America, great Indians who are supposed to be now civilized, they had also a religious system. So maybe a perverted form of religious system. Similarly, in India also, there are primitive races in the jungles. They have also. Religious system means approving the authority of some supreme being. That is religious system. So, in the animal society, there is no such conception that there is God. We have got some relationship with God. What is that relationship? This type of discussion cannot be present in the animal society. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Generally, religious system is taken for improving social and economic condition. Artha. Artha means economy. Artha is required for sense gratification. We require economic development for our sense gratification. And when one is completely satisfied, then he can cultivate about spiritual realization, moksha, apavarga. So, dharmasya apavargasya artha na arthaya upakalpata. So, dharma is not meant for developing economic condition, that is secondary, but dharma is meant for ultimate goal of liberation. People do not know that. People are not educated at what is the ultimate goal of life. Still, they take to religious life as a compromise between the contending elements that we must live peacefully under religious system. The aim is how to live in this material world peacefully. Sometimes religion and God is conceived in that way. That if we have some conception of God, then we shall be moral, we shall be peaceful. Otherwise, there is no need of presenting God in the society. There are so many different opinions, different philosophers, different religious systems according to the modes of nature. But actually, every system must be targeted towards realization of Krishna or God. Vidaisya sadvai aham iva vedna. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means realization of the Supreme Personality of God. Prahlad Maharaj recommended culture of this Bhagavad Dharma from the very beginning of life. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatanya. That is the success of human form of life, to execute Bhagavad Dharma. The process and dharma, as we have several times explained, dharma means the course of Bhagavan. Dharmantu saksat bhagavatani. So this Krishna consciousness movement is directly touching the point, not step by step. There is no time. In the Kali Yuga, there is very little time to go step by step. Otherwise, there are 20 different types of religious scriptures. Vinshati, Prakar, Dharma Shastra. So who will read and who will try to understand? There is no time. Prayana alpa ayusha, kalau asmin jugi jana. People are very short-living and they are not very enthusiastic for self-realization, manda. Even there somebody becomes interested in self-realization, they accept some wrong path, manda sumanda matayu. They have got different mata, opinion or path. And the so-called Swamis, they also support that whatever opinion you have got about religious system, that is all right. Jato mat tato pa. But actually, the fact is different. The fact is that one should take simply to the devotional path, bhakta mama vijana. If you actually serious to know God or Krishna, then you must take to this process of devotional service. Without this, you cannot understand, not through karma, not through speculation, not through mystic yogic exercises, but through devotional service. Bhaktamam abhijana. Javan jasyami tattva. That is stated clearly in the Bhagavad. But people do not know it. Anartha upasamam saksat bhakti yogam adhokhari. Bhakti yogam, execution of bhakti yoga, is a means of anartha upasam, subduing the anartha. Material life means we have accumulated some unwanted things, just like this material body. This is also not wanted, but somehow or other, we have developed this. And as we have got this material body, we have got so many material necessities of life. So it is not that abruptly we have to give up, but by yukta-vairagya, everything, the material activities, dovetailing with Krishna consciousness, It becomes gradually purified. And we come to the final stage of understanding Krishna. That is our success of life. Go on.
Karma, or fruits of activity, are sometimes understood to be ritualistic activities. There are many persons who are very much attracted by the ritualistic activities described in the Vedas. But if one becomes attracted simply to ritualistic activities, without understanding Krishna, his activities are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness can be based simply on hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. Described in the Srimad Bhagavatam are 9 different processes, besides which everything done is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Thus, one should always be guarding against the fall down.
So, we should directly take to the 9 different process of devotional service, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, that we are stressing specifically every time, that hearing about Krishna is very important, Savanam, as it is described in the Bhagavatam, Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna, Sinnatam, simply hearing, Sinnatam. Those who are hearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also recommended, Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. One may stay in his position as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, or as a Sudra. Everyone can hear about Krishna. This assembly which you are holding, there is no such thing that only the Brahmanas will come here, or the Kshatriyas will come here. Anyone can come and hear about Krishna. That is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. We try to invite everyone from every corner of the world to hear about Krishna. And that is becoming successful simply by hearing about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, simply talking about Krishna, there become successful. So, we should take in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to go step by step, it is not possible. Therefore, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the easiest path has been recommended. Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama iva kiva. Palo nasiva, nasiva, nasiva gatirannatha. Actually, we cannot accept various paths for self-realization. That is not impossible. Sometimes, because we give stress directly to accept this devotional service, people are not very much happy that we do not give any importance to the process of jnana and karma and yoga. We do not condemn, but they are very difficult. The yogic process, especially in Western countries, they are very much fond of the word yoga. We are therefore publishing this book, Krishna Consciousness is the topmost yoga. Actually, it is so. So, the yoga system or the jnana system or the karma panda system, we do not make them null and void, but it will be very much slow form of progress. It will take long, long time. Neither it is possible to execute yoga system or karma system very properly in this age. Therefore, the best contribution to the people of this age is Krishna consciousness. Immediately take to Krishna, directly take to Krishna, and your life will be successful. Krishna also says, sarva-dharmān parityajya. The yoga system, karma system, jnana system, they may be taken as different types of religious path, but Krishna recommends not only at the present moment, but eternally he recommends. 5,000 years ago, he said, "Sarva dhammān paritajya māmekam saranam." I will give you protection, ahamkā sarva pāpa.
Rupa Goswami has also mentioned in his definition of bhakti the word jnana karmadi. This karmadi, or fruitive work, consists of activities which are unable to help one attain to pure devotional service. Many forms of so-called renunciation are also not favorable to Krishna conscious devotional service.
Yes. Karma. Rupa Goswami has directly recommended. Annabhilashita sunnam jnana karmat anabdhitam. Actually, we find so many yogis, jnanis, karmis, they cannot understand even what is the benefit of this Krishna consciousness movement. Because we say directly take to devotional service, sometimes they are not satisfied. But what can be done? This is the process recommended. And we are preaching through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that this process of Krishna Kirtan, param vijayate sankirtan, Chita Dattana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nipapanam Seyakkaira Vachandrita Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Udivadhanam Pratipadam Purnam Mitasvadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So go anywhere and everywhere. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra and you will become victorious. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. It is not our invention. And practically we are getting results. All over the world, our only means is to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Recently we have become victorious. Very recently in Melbourne. You know, our men were being arrested and prosecuted. But one, the chief clergyman, Archbishop, he has recommended that these people are very nice people, God conscious. Don't give them trouble. Yes. And the government has stopped harassing. Now we are free to move on the street and go anywhere. This recent news we have got from Melbourne. Madhubhuda Maharaj has sent this news. Similarly, we are harassed in London also, and other places, in USA also, San Francisco. I do not know whether we are harassed in New York, but more or less, in Japan also, they are and talking that you become bona fide religious organization, otherwise you cannot come on the street. So, although there is harassment by the governing agents, and still you are coming out successful. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Practically. So you stick to this principle, go on chanting Hare Krishna Mantra anywhere it is possible and you will be victorious. That is the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Believe in it and you will be successful. Yes, go on.
Rupa Goswami has also quoted a definition from the Narada Pancharatra as follows. Quote, "One should be free from all material designations and must be cleansed of all material contaminations by Krishna consciousness. He should be restored to his pure identity, where he engages his senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses. So when our senses are engaged for the actual proprietor of the senses, that is called devotional service.
Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhakti Rucha. Bhakti, devotional service, does not mean inertness. Not simply sitting down or meditate. It is activity, engaging all the senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Rishik means the senses. Not this sense, but purified sense. Sarvapadhi Vininmukta. It's like Pranai Rathai Dhyavacha. Pran, life, artha, riches, money, dhya, intelligence, and vacha, speeches. So everyone using, just like for national cause, people are engaging life. They are sacrificing life. So many for attainment of independence in India. So many Indians gave up their life, prani. So many people gave up their everything. We know during national movement, Mr. C.R. Das, a great leader of the Congress group, he sacrificed everything. He was a very big lawyer, barrister. He sacrificed his profession, he sacrificed his life, everything. So as we are sacrificing everything for attainment of some so-called national independence, the same thing, if we sacrifice for Krishna, then our life becomes successful. Pranai rathai dhyavacha. So it is not inactivity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers, they were not inactive. They were acting. This Rupa Goswami, he was so active that he could not sleep at night even for more than 1 and 1/2 hours. He retired from the material activities. He was minister. He gave up his job and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In old age, he came to Vrindavan not to live a retired life, but a very active life. Nana sastra vicharane hitanitano sad dharma sahasthapako lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane manno sadannatharu Radha Krishna Padaramanda Bhajananandi Namastaliko Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragujugo Sri Jeeva Gopalaka. Here is sitting Sri Goswami Ji coming from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So all these six Goswami, they are not inactive. They are always active. As we are active in the karma, karmi, life. So bhakti life is also activity. It is not sitting down idly or gossiping. One must find out some job to serve Krishna. That is bhakti life. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Sevanam means activity. Sevanam does not mean sit down idle, inert. No. As soon as seva, seva means activity. One has to preach, one has to write, one has to do this, do that, cook, offer the prasadam, everything, seva activity. So that activity and kormi's activity, there is difference. The kormi's activity is on upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. With this upadhi, we are active. But bhakti means without upadhi. Sarva upadhi vinimukta. activity without upadhi. Working not as American. Working not as Indian. Working not as Hindu. Working not as Muslim. That is sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatam nirmalam. If we think that I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am an American, that is with upadhi. When we purely think that we are, or I am, servant of Krishna, my only business is to satisfy Krishna, that activity is called bhakti. If I become interested in some party, that is not. Sometimes people criticize these American and European devotees that they think that they are American devotee, we are Hindu devotee. There is difference. And this is not bhakti, man. This is upadhi. Why you should think yourself as Hindu? Why you should think of others who have come from America as American? That is less intelligent. Krishna bhakta, Vaishnava jati buddhi. If one thinks of Vaishnava as belonging to this class, this nation, he has no vision. Naroki. That is called Naroki buddhi. Vaishnava jati buddhi. Achi siladhi gurusu naramati Vaishnava jati buddhi. If we think the deity as made of stone and made of wood, Achi siladhi gurusu naramati, if we accept spiritual master as ordinary human being, Vaishnava jati buddhi, and if we take a Vaishnava as belonging to America, Europe and India, no, they are transcendent. Neither the deity in the temple is stone, neither the spiritual master is ordinary human being, nor the Vaishnava belongs to any caste. This vision is perfect. When you come to this vision, that is bhakti. Tatparatena nirmalam. A bhakta has to become purified. Tatparatena. Being dovetail with the service of tat, om tat tat, tat param. This is the process of devotional service. One should not be designated, I am this, I am that, no. The world should unite. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that one should forget that he is Indian or Hindu or Christian or American or Indian. Everyone should unite as servant of Krishna. That is bhakti mark. Unfortunately, they distinguish between American Vaishnava and Indian Vaishnava, Brahmin Vaishnava, Sudra Vaishnava. No. A Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Vishnu Asya Devata, it is Vaishnava. One who has accepted Vishnu as my Lord, he has no designation. Vaishnava has no such distinction. Sarvapadi vinin muktam. This is the sutra given by Narada. Tattenaiva vinit dishe. So we must follow the path of Mahajan, the instruction of the Acharya. Then we can become purified. And unless we are purified, there is no question of pure devotional service. Sabhakta prachita smitaha. If one does not want to become advanced, or if one does not want to become purified, then he remains a prakita bhakta. Prakita bhakta means executing devotional service under the instruction of spiritual master and the regulative principles of sastra. But he is still on the platform of material understanding. That is called prakita bhakta. A prakita bhakta cannot understand how another bhakta is transcendental. A Prakita Bhakta cannot understand that Vrindava is always transcendent. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has discussed this point in a Tattva Sandharva, that we cannot accept any manufactured idea, because everyone is defective, like the four defects of material life. We have to accept the version of Vedas, Puranas. He has tried to establish Puranas as Vedic supplemented. Others, they reject Puranas out of the Vedas. As Jiva Goswami established, all the Goswamis, just like Rupa Goswami has given, Suti Smriti Puranadi, Panchadatri ki vidhim vina, Vaikanti ki harer bhakti utpata eva kalpati. This utpat, disturbance. If you do not follow the principles of Suti, Smriti, Puran, Panchadatri ki vidhi, just like we are discussing this point, Sarvapadhi vinimuktam, this is Panchadatri ki vidhi. If we do not follow these principles, without following these principles, this so-called devotion and service, Hari Bhakti, utpa, simply disturbed. Therefore, we have to follow the principles laid down by the Goswami, Sara Goswami, Vandi Rupa Sanatana Gagajuga, Sri Jiva Gopala. And then our attempt will be successful. Thank you very much.
So when our senses are engaged for the actual proprietor of the senses, that is called devotional service. In our conditional state, our senses are engaged in serving these bodily demands. When the same senses are engaged in executing the order of Krishna, it is called bhakti.
Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti, it is a very simple thing. Our relationship with Krishna is natural. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangsa Jivabhu. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, our only duty is to serve Krishna. That is natural. There is no question about it. Part and parcel means helping the whole. As we have several times explained, that this finger is the part and parcel of my body. So it is the duty of the finger always serve the body, whole body. It has no other occupation. As soon as I desire, finger, you come to this place, immediately it comes. Finger, you come to this place, immediately it comes. So we can study. What is the meaning of part and parcel? Part and parcel means to serve the whole. Krishna is the absolute truth. We are relative truth. Therefore, it is our duty to serve Krishna. That is our natural position. But at the present moment, we are engaging our senses, ourselves, in designation. I am thinking I am American. I am thinking I am Hindu. I am thinking I am Brahmin. Or I am sannyasi. So many designations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself how to become designationless, sarvapadhi vinir muktam. He said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Brahmachari. He denied. And at last he said, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anuga. This is our position. We are not Indian, we are not American. We are not Hindu, we are not Muslim. These are all designations. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is to make people free from designation. Just like actually you see, here are American, European boys and girls, they have forgotten that they are American or European or they come from Christian group or Jewish group. Similarly, we should also forget that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahmin, I am Shudra, I am Kshatri. No. This is the only platform, Krishna consciousness, where we can unite on spiritual platform. We cannot be united by resolution, just like the United Nations. They are trying for the last 30 years to become united. That's simply resolution. On that platform we cannot be united, on political platform or social platform, that is not possible. Because the designations are there. When we are free from designation, sarvapadhi binin muktam tatparatina nirmalam, when you are purified, then we can unite in the service of the Lord, Krishna. That is real unity. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, that is Vaikuntha platform. Just like in Vaikuntha, the Vaikunthesha, Narayan, or Krishna, he is the central point of service. Just like in Vrindavan. The Vrindavan, the animals, the birds, the bees, the water, the trees, the flowers, the cowherd boy, everyone, center is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. They did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they love Krishna with their heart and soul. That is Vrindavan. So if we come to this point of Krishna consciousness and simply learn how to love Krishna, then we can create the whole world as Vrindavan. Unfortunately, even in the Vrindavan, at the present moment, because our desires have been something else, other than serving Krishna, there are so many factions. The center is missing. So Krishna consciousness movement means to purify our senses from the designation and engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhakti. That is described here. That is one thing. It is called bhakti. In our conditional state, our senses are engaged in serving these bodily demands. When the same senses are engaged in executing the order of Krishna, it is called bhakti. This is bhakti. Just like Arjun served Krishna by his talent. He was a soldier. He knew how to fight. So, for his personal consideration, he was thinking not to fight, not to kill the other side. Because the other side happened to be his kinsman, his grandfather, his brother, his nephew. So he was thinking in terms of his own sense gratification, because the other side, if they are killed, I will be unhurt. That was his consideration. Therefore he was not willing to fight. And to induce him to to become Krishna conscious, the whole Bhagavad Gita was explained. And at the end, Krishna asks Arjuna, what is your decision? Yathechasi tathakur. You can do whatever you like. I have given you instruction, full instruction. Now, whatever you like, you can do. This means every living entity has got a little independence. Krishna, a God, does not interfere with that independence. Yathechasi tathakur. At the last also Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. You do it. Krishna can instruct us. You do it. If I don't do it, that is my option. That option is always there. Krishna does not oblige me. Otherwise, what is the difference between me and the stone? The stone has no independence. But I am living entity. I have got my independence. So this Krishna does not interfere with my independence. Voluntarily, if we surrender to Krishna, voluntarily, if we serve Him, then our life is successful. Voluntarily. Hitya annatharupam sarupena avas. We can become immediately liberated if we give up our designated post. If we simply come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then immediately we become liberated. So many sages and saintly persons are trying to become liberated, mukta, to merge into the existence of impersonal Brahma. But because they have no information of Krishna, or they do not like to surrender to Krishna, they fall down. Arujya kichena parang padam tata patanti adha. So, we must stick to Krishna consciousness without any designated ideas. We must stand on the transcendental platform. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Transcendental platform means above the three modes of material nature, which is called brahma bhuta. So, this position, brahma bhuta's position, without being in brahma bhuta position, liberated state, nobody can be engaged in devotional service. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Bhakti begins when one is actually liberated from the influence of the modes of material nature. That is real bhakti.